Sweet Wattle Creek, written by Kay Dobie and read by Kate Hosking. Tim had been good to me and Dylan. When we arrived, probably looking pretty shell-shocked and bedraggled, he'd offered me a job writing for the Herald. We'd rented his house. He had a couple of properties he rented out, and he'd come around and we got talking. I said in the past I'd written some articles for legal journals and was hoping to write a book about my experiences as a private detective. It was a cover story Dylan and I had worked on, with enough truth in it to sound plausible. My reason for leaving? A new start after my husband's death. If said in just the right tone of voice and with a downward glance, it stopped any further questions cold. Tim was convinced. He had just lost a journalist to a city daily and was looking for a replacement, and so far none of the applications had been suitable. He said he was run off his feet. So I put up my hand, expecting him to go away and try to check out my story, which would have been tricky, or at least think about it. But he hadn't. He'd offered me the job on the spot, and the next thing I knew, I was a reporter. He said his grandfather had liked to give new people a chance, but the truth was Bill was fond of strays. Maybe Tim thought I was a stray, and maybe he'd be right. Not that I was going to tell him that. I made myself a tepid coffee, that was all the old kettle would run to, and sipped it as I set about sorting through some paperwork and returning a phone call. My eyes kept going to the box, though, and the wedding dress inside it, as if it was some sort of magnet. Eventually I gave in. The flowery lace attached to the dress was torn in several places, as well as coming away from the stitching that held it to the satin beneath. The velvet was an unusual touch, and yet I thought it must have been beautiful. It was beautiful. There was even a veil. I hadn't noticed it before. That clinched the wedding dress theory then. I reached inside the box, but I could see at once the netting was completely decayed, falling to pieces. With a grimace, I let it be. I arranged the dress into its tissue paper bed and closed the top. That was when I noticed there was faded writing on the lid. A name. I'd missed it in my hurry to remove it and rummage around inside. Now I saw there were in fact two names, possibly the groom and bride. Charlie and Belle. I don't know why I spoke the names out loud, but when I did, the room went very quiet, as if, and I'm not usually a dramatic person, but it really was as if the past was holding its breath in anticipation.